So I went looking for a promising young woman as well, and I found out I had to pay $5.99 for it. So yeah. I went, hell no. I'm going to see what's free that's Oscar nominated. So I went to Amazon, and I found Sound of Metal with Riz Ahmed, and it's really good.
Good.
It's really good. I mean, the things that they did with this film, here's the deal. It is directed by Darius Marder, and it's about a heavy metal drummer who begins to lose his hearing. And it's got like three different parts. So the beginning part is the attempts of this drummer to cope, right? Then his time spent in a deaf community. And then his attempts to recreate his life as if it was before the hearing loss. So his hearing deteriorates to the point of like 24%. And it is amazing what they did with sound so that you are able to walk in the shoes of people who have lost their hearing.
Mm-hmm. And so- is this like a scripted or documentary?
Scripted.
Okay.
It's Riz Ahmed.
Yes, and he's fabulous. It's amazing. The editing, whoever did the editing, that editor should be nominated because, or the sound editing, rather.
They'll probably win.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So here's something. So I've been dealing with, and it's been on my to-do list for a long time, this ringing in my left ear, like out of nowhere. I could just be walking down the hall and all of a sudden I'll stop in my tracks and it'll just be like, ee.
Me too.
Oh, no, you guys.
I know. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, I was in the military and now radio, and I've been told there's not much you can do about it.
Right. And it's interesting because in one part of the film, he goes to this community of deaf people, and it's really amazing how they're trying to teach him that being deaf is not something for you to fix. It's something for you to, you know, learn how to be deaf. And I have, gosh, the sound was just unbelievable to the point where you're, Dawn, do you remember when we saw A Quiet Place?
Yes. And I made Donna go with me.
And it was terrifying.
Yeah, it's really scary.
She doesn't like
but
scary
movies. It's silent. So these aliens, right, they react by what they hear. So so you have to be completely quiet. That is the first time I experienced
kind of interactive.
Yes, like in that way that I was hyper aware of sound or lack thereof.
It's the best movie I've ever seen because nobody was making any noise.
That's amazing.
Nobody was chewing their popcorn loud. Or
you know, it's amazing when they can, I know there's another one and I can't remember, Anthony Hopkins is in it, where they deal with dementia, where they're saying it's a similar experience. Is the way that it is edited is in a way that you also don't really know what's going on with new in each new experience. It's also an Oscar nominee. I should look it up, which one it is. And I think the first time I experienced something like that was with Memento, where you don't know what's going on and you kind of have to just...
It's one of my favorite movies.
It's so good because you're so clueless as he is.
Right. Yes. It reminds me of if you were to have a documentary on babies and you could only see things from the perspective of the baby.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good example.
And this, in this case, what was scary for me is I didn't know when it was art or life. Like, I didn't know if I wasn't hearing correctly personally. Or if it was the, you know, direction of the movie. It's just bizarre.
You just blew my mind.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He ends up, I don't want to give too much away, but he ends up trying to correct his hearing. And then even then, so picture somebody with a hearing aid. They're giving you his perspective, firsthand perspective of what it's like the first time you hear again. And it's not clear and it's fuzzy. It's like trying to tune in a fuzzy radio.
Yeah.
You know, and it's in between stations and you're like, come on. So it's kind of it's a brilliant movie. I really thought they did a nice job. It's very much an independent film in that you know, it's slow moving, but the subject matter was so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And this is on Prime?
This is Amazon Prime.
And give us the name one more time.
Sound of Metal.
Sound of Metal on Prime. That sounds amazing. I actually really want to watch it.
Excellent movie. I also want to see what it's nominated for. I thought it was nominated for...
That was Best Picture.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actor. Is he nominated for an Oscar?
I'll have to get back to you guys on that because the Oscars are this weekend.
Too many follow-up questions.
Lots of follow-ups from all of us.
to each other.
So I fell into a show. You know how you acquire services because you like buy a phone? And Apple Plus was one of those. And I can't say that Apple Plus would be something worth paying for, but I got it with one of my purchases for a year. And it's been kind of, there's been some good stuff, but I wouldn't say they're consistent. Well, I found this random show called Calls on Apple Plus, and they're voice actors. They're actors you'd probably know, but they rely on it just being voice and text for the show. And they kind of, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's because I even asked somebody, could I just go for a run with it? They're like, no, because there's enough. They do some visual and they do the printed letters in interesting ways.
Oh, okay.
You guys, it was so fun.
Really?
Yes. You find yourself, you know, it's kind of like when you listen to a book on tape or read and there's an eeriness to it. And these kind of like Black Mirror type situations that they're going on that is amplified because you're thinking worst case scenario with the calls.
I love it.
Yes. And so definitely worth watching. I mean, I would never advertise Apple Plus subscription at the moment. They got to step up their game. But
yeah, they're a little thin.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. And so, but it was, if you happen to have Apple Plus, watch Calls. They're short. They're only about 15 minutes or so. Each episode.
Can you explain, like, what? Give us an example of one episode.
Okay, one episode I listened to. It was you jump. It's kind of like voyeurism because you jump on where there's somebody having a call, and this guy Mark is in his wife are on the phone, and she's like, "Please come back. I'm sorry." And he's like, "You know, I never wanted to have kids. You know that. I just need a little bit of a break." So the idea is we're listening to their phone calls, and he's calling other people, but something I don't want to tell you what the twist is. Okay. Something starts happening in his mind. Time is different than what the reality is, and he's thrown off by that.
Oh my gosh.
Very Twilight Zone.
Yes.
And also voyeuristic,
like
you picked up the party line and you're just listening in.
Totally.
Oh my god, I love that.
It was so good. I watched it in the dark and I was super spooked. I loved it.
Oh, cool. Oh. Well, we have Apple Plus because of a phone service.
Yeah, totally.
But I haven't ever watched anything on it. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. They had a few good shows on Apple Plus. They had the morning show.
That's the only thing I've ever heard of. And then Man in a High Cat. No, that's...
Wasn't the
Ted Lasso
was on there?
No, Undoing is HBO. Ted Lasso was really good.
That's on Apple Plus?
Yes. And Mythic Quest is good if you like video games. It's very humorous.
What is that one called?
Mythic Quest. I don't recommend it to people who don't know the video game world because it's very deep cut with some of that stuff, but funny. Okay. They've got some really good characters in there.
Good to know.